1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 10 says, "Or saith he it altogether for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he that ploweth should plow in hope, and that he that thresheth in hope should be partaker of his hope." The writer Paul, no doubt here, is saying, no doubt in my mind this was written for our sakes. We needed to hear this. He that ploweth should plow in hope. Message number one, I want to preach on plowing. Plowing. Amen. Sometimes in this life, good things are placed in our hands without any effort on our parts. Amen. However, when it comes to wars needing fought, freedoms being preserved, and victories won, it comes by only engagement. Those things just don't fall in our hands. And I find it a truth that also in spiritual matters, that there are times when God comes by as if from nowhere, and He places that need and that touch right in our hands. I've experienced it from time to time. Just His goodness and mercy just come by and just give it to us. I mean, Brother Noah last night was testifying about how somewhere between his automobile and going back into the hospital room there for that procedure, somewhere in between there, God just went ahead and moved. Amen. Just moved it out of the way. There was no effort on Brother Noah's part. He didn't even tell us so much as if he really even asked or pleaded to that point. But God just seen the need and moved. Amen. But there is times when our spiritual warfare and the freedom and our victories that we must have in this life must come through engagement. I begin to think about plowing for just a moment, and I'm not no green thumb by no means. I've never tried to raise a garden or do any kind of agricultural work. I probably wouldn't be a very good farmer. I don't think I could get up at 4 o'clock like that and go out and start, you know, doing the chores and doing whatever it takes to be a farmer. I've never much experienced that, but I've been around people that have, and I've had family members in life that have been farmers and have kept gardens. And there's one thing that I've learned about plowing, and that is plowing isn't the most joyous task. Amen. Plowing is not one of the most joyous tasks that there is. But do you know what? It's probably one of the most important. Amen. You know, I was thinking about a scripture there in Jeremiah, the 4th chapter, verse number 3. And these are what we call revival scriptures. The Bible says, "For thus saith the Lord to the man of Judah, to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground and sow not among thorns." He tells them in Hosea, he said, "Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord till He come and rain righteousness upon you." Both of these scriptures bespeak of the blessings of God coming to His children. But in order for that to take place, there is some plowing that has to take place. There is some breaking up of the ground that must take place. You know, sometimes in our lives we have to realize that it's not always easy to serve God. And I'm not trying to put a damper on nothing. If y'all hold on with me here for just a moment, I promise you, with the help of the Lord, we're going to go somewhere. I know it ain't always the most pleasant thing. It's not always the most easiest task. But it's like I said before, plowing is probably the most important. I begin to think about plowing for just a moment. And a lot of times in your plowing, you're going to encounter rocks and you're going to encounter snags, and the ground's not always going to be easy. Sometimes the ground's hard. Sometimes it's not going to be easy to broken up. But my Bible told us here in Jeremiah that in order for the blessings of the Lord to come, we've got to break up that fallow ground. We've got to take that ground and plow it up. And then dirt clods that's left behind, we've got to get down there and we've got to break them up. We got to sometimes stop and toss the rocks out. Oh, I hope you help me here for just a minute while I try to help you. There's some people in this building this morning. You've been here all week long, but your plowing hasn't started this week. You've come to this camp meeting. You've been plowing for a long time. Amen. You feel like it's never going to end. You've come this week with a determination. If I don't get a hold of something from God, if something in my circumstance doesn't change, if I don't go back better and different than when I got here, I don't think I'm going to be able to stand another day. I don't think I'm going to be able to plow another row. I don't think I'm going to be able to hold on any longer. But my friend, anything that's worth having must be worth fighting and pulling for. Are you hearing me? Hey, in order to reap the crop, in order to get the blessing, sometimes we gotta strap the plow to our back. We gotta hook the oxen up. We gotta head out to that field, and we have to plow. Oh God. I feel the Lord getting a little closer here. You see, whether we want to admit it or not, sometimes in our lives, we're not to the place to where God can bless us. Well, that shot the charismatic all to pieces. Come on here now. Sometimes God has to prepare us for His touch. Sometimes God has to prepare us for that healing. What are you talking about, preacher? How many times have you seen God heal somebody and just a few months later they go right back? You want to know what the problem was? They wasn't finished plowing yet. That ground wasn't ready to receive that blessing yet. But God was trying to work it. God was trying to move it. God was trying to encourage him to keep going. Amen. But that heart wasn't ready to receive it yet. Come on in here now and help me just a moment. I know this is a little different. Amen. But this is what I felt in prayer this morning. Amen. Plowing. Plowing. There's some of you, you're in this building and you need a touch. You need your circumstance fixed, but you're not to the place yet where you need to be to where God can grant that petition. Come on here. I said you just ain't quite there yet. You need to keep on plowing. And then my mind immediately went back this morning to what the Holy Ghost through Brother Noah said to Sister Danielle last night. He said, you're just about ready to come out of that valley. That trial is just about over. You have just about went through it. You don't understand it right now. But at the end, there's going to be an answer. Did not the Bible tell us that right now, it's as if we look through a glass darkly. We can't see all of it. We can't form all the images. But I guarantee you one thing. Danielle, just keep plowing. I said, just keep on plowing. I know it's back-breaking. Brother Justin, there's times you get so hungry for the Holy Ghost, but it seems like you pray up against the wall. I want to tell you, keep on plowing. I said, keep on plowing. Oh, God. Oh, God. My mind began to think about all this. That ground must be conditioned. And we learn this And we see this in the book of Matthew when the Lord begins to share the parable of the sower. Huh? We all know it. Some fell by the wayside and fowls devoured them. Some of them fell among stony places where there was not much earth, and when the sun was up, they were scorched. Some fell among thorns and were choked. But others, fell among good ground. Good ground. And when that seed fell on that good ground, there were 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold. What God's trying to do in you, my friend, my brother, my sister, is He's trying to make you good ground. Oh God, there is times we have to be prepared. We have to be conditioned. We don't really see all of it yet. But there is times when there's nothing else to do but plow. We've got to get ourselves to the place to where there is good ground. Are you hearing me? You take a person that's got good ground, and it doesn't matter what the Lord throws at them. It's going to take root. It's going to sink in. Are you hearing me? I tell you why you're so quick to run away from holiness every time it's preached. Because your ground ain't good yet. You ain't able to receive it. You still get mad about it. You still let it get choked out. You let the sun and the heat of this world scorch it out. But what God's trying to do to you, my friend, this week, He's trying to get you to plow. Break up that sod. Open up the earth and allow the seed and the precious Holy Ghost to abide. Well, I'm tired of plowing. I'm tired of plowing. Tired of praying. I'm tired of waiting. I realize that. I'm not ridiculous. I'm not stupid. I'm not totally void without any understanding. I ain't got a whole lot of sense, but I got a little. I know there's times. There's been times in my life when I've been behind the pulpit, tossing it out there, when I was needing a drink of it myself. I know there's pressure in this life. I know what it's like to have the breath of the devil on your ear when you're in the heat of the battle. I know what it's like when every time you try to lift your head up, you got some imp of hell pushing it back down. I know what it's like to cry out to God in the night, and all you hear is laughing of the devil. All you hear is a scorn and mockery. What's the use? Why should you keep on plowing? The husbandman of the vineyard ain't paying attention. He's let you go so long, he's forgot about you. He don't know what you're going through. He don't know the biggest lie of the devil is God doesn't know where you're at. Are you hearing me? God doesn't know what you're going through. God doesn't see you. But my Bible said that His eyes are upon the righteous and His ears are open unto their cry. His eyes go to and fro throughout the whole earth, and He hears the righteous and He answers them when they call. Are you hearing me? Have we not a high priest that is not touched with the feelings of our infirmities? I said God knows. God knows exactly where you're at. God knows exactly what you're facing. I say keep on plowing. Sometimes It's easy to get discouraged. I'm not afraid to admit that. Sometimes the path ain't so plain as we speak it by words. Sometimes we got to search for it. Sometimes we got to look diligently for it. Sometimes we got to ask God to show us where it's at. I don't feel like plowing, Brother Jerry. But my Bible says, no man, having taken hold of the plow and looketh back, is fit for the kingdom of heaven. There's some of you, I feel the Holy Ghost. There's some of you in this building, you have grabbed hold of that plow. You have reared your shoulders back. And you said, I'm going to plow this row until God answers my prayer. You have stood up and proclaimed, I'm going to be like Jacob of old. And I'm going to wrestle with the presence of God until He blesses me. But somewhere in the midst of your plowing, it's going just a little bit longer than you thought it would. The valley's lasting a little bit longer than you thought it would. Amen. The pain's staying a little bit longer than you think that it should. Oh, but let me tell you something. Don't you ever grab a hold of that plow and look back. Are you hearing me? I said a quitter never wins. I said a quitter never wins. They spend their whole life never reaching the goal. But a winner never quits. God, I said a winner never quits. You might be tired. I said you might be tired. You might feel like the end's not coming. But don't ever quit plowing.
Oh God. Oh God. Don't ever quit plowing. I imagine an old farmer walking out to his field while he's hooking the oxen up. And he's looking around. Well, boys, third year in a row, we had no rain. And it's a drought. Why in the world am I even going to attempt to plow this ground? Why am I going to go through the hardship of breaking this ground up when my seed's going to die and it's not going to yield? Do you know why he does it? Because he's a farmer. I know that sounds elementary, but that's the fact of it. He's going to plow regardless because he is a farmer. If I don't try, I just heard somebody say, I can't do it. I'm yelling back at you, why don't you at least try? I would like to be able to stand here and tell you, I've always done it right. I've always walked where I should have walked. I've always made every decision. Every time I fought a battle, I always whipped it with ease. But there has been times when I've cried out to God, God, I can't do it. God, I can't handle it. God, I can't work. But I will try. God, that's all God's looking for. God's looking for somebody that won't look at the storm. They won't look at the circumstance. But they grab that plow and they say, come hell or high water, I'm gonna plow. I'm gonna plow. I'm gonna plow. Because I've gotta plow or I'm gonna die.
farmer looks back up to the farmhouse, sees his children playing in the yard. The farmer looks back up to the farmhouse and sees his little wife through the kitchen window baking a pie. He looks at the ground and reaches down, so dry and barren, crumbles and falls right through his hands, so brittle. He straps that yoke on. He hits that oxen anyway. He says, "Boy, I'm going to plow." Nowadays, they hop in them big old plows and them big old combines with their air conditioners and their fans. But that ain't how it used to be. That old farmer would get out there. Ooh, come on here now. Have that old hanky hanging out his back pocket. He'd have that old leather straps in his hand. He'd have that old whip in his hand. He'd say, "Yah, come on, boys." There's a rock. Whoa. Come on, boys. Great God. If I don't plow this ground, I'm not going to be able to sow no seed. If I don't get this ground broke up, I'm not going to have a harvest. I've got to plow this ground. There's some of you. You're dry. You're famined. But you need to keep on plowing.
Oh God.
Some of you old timers probably used one of them plows before. Ain't the easiest things in the world to guide. Huh? It'll flat wear you out. The elements of the world and the heat beating down upon your brow and your neck. The signs of a good farmer is the weathered, leathered skin. The problem with some of us is we're fair day farmers. Give me 70 and no humidity and I'll plow a while. If I can guide it with one finger. Huh? Or better yet, if I can strap it onto my pastor and let him plow, and I'll just stand next to him and pat his back. Oh, ping, I just hit a rock there. I'm going to dig that one out. Come on here now. Come on, preacher, dig it out for me. Come on, mama, pray it out for me. Come on, daddy, pay me out of it. Come on, somebody plow. Hey, I tell you what some of you need to do. You need to get plow hands. You need to let the blisters of the Holy Ghost blow up on you. You need to learn how to fight. You need to learn how to stand up for yourself. You need to look out there and say, "I'm going to plow or I'm going to die." Hey, we used to sing that old song, "I will not yield. Before I yield, I'll die. I'm not gonna quit plowing."
That fair weather farmer, the least little sign of a rain cloud, he goes back to the house. But that farmer that's a farmer in his heart, he plows anyway. He plows anyway. Oh God. There's times in our lives when we have come to the place to where there's nothing else left for us to do except plow. And some of you, come up here just a little closer. Don't make me chase you all over this building. Amen. There's some of you that are at that point right now. Your back's against the wall. You've cried, "Mommy and Daddy, pastor, preacher, anybody that'll listen." But God's whispering back to your soul, "Plow. Plow it, boy. Plow it. You grab a hold of the plow. Plow. blessing. I want my healing. Plow. Sometimes in life, Sister Danielle, we just have to plow, don't we? When we don't see, when we don't hear, when we don't understand, when there's no rhyme or reason to it, we have to just plow. Salvation is a gift of God. It's not attained by anything that we have done, by any merit of grace or anything upon our part, but it's through and by grace. But when it comes to the agricultural growth of our soul, God plants the seed and God does the watering. But guess who has to do the plowing? You're looking up to God. You're saying, God, water me. God, refresh me. God, plant that good seed inside of me. And God's looking back down and saying, get back a hold of the plow. If you'll break up your fallow ground, if you'll plow, I'll seed it and I'll water it. But you have to plow it. There's some of you here, no matter how many bottles of anointing oil we waste on your head, you're not going to go nowhere because you will not plow. I went to pray for someone in a time of prayer here a while back. It was just like the Lord come down and tapped me on the shoulder and said, don't pray. Don't pray. Because until they decide to make a change, it ain't going to matter how many times you lay your hand on them. Come on here now. Mama, I love you. Daddy, I love you. Pastor, I love you. Preachers, I love you. But there is times that we get so caught up in it emotionally and we just give out encouragement. We give out advice and we give out good words. But the fact of the matter is it's falling on dead ears. It's not registering. Though we have to try. It's our duty. It's our obligation. But there comes a time in every individual's life when they gotta realize if I'm gonna get something from God, I'm gonna have to strap on the plow and I'm gonna have to push this thing. The Bible says, work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. There comes a time, boys, you need to be helping me. Come on, come on. There comes a time, boys, when you need to grow up, grab a hold of the plow, and do something for yourself, and allow God to help you. I'm just about ready to go to message number 2. But I'm going to say this right here, and I'm not being mean. I felt the Holy Ghost this morning. When I get to point number 2, message number 2, God's going to move around here. And there's some of you deadheads just sitting here looking at me. When the cart gets to the top of the hill and we start rolling down the other side, would you at least pick your legs up? There's some of you that's going to feel the chill of the Holy Ghost, but it's going to be because somebody else is praying it down. There's some of you that's going to get doused with a splash of blessing because your neighbor's plowing and you're too stinking lazy to plow for yourself. I said shame on you. I said shame on your lazy self. You need to grab a hold of the plow. I ain't being mean here. I don't want you trampling around on my blessing. Get off of it. You can say I'm selfish all you want, but when the Holy Ghost moves on me, get out of my spray area. You don't deserve it.
I work for this blessing. I pray for this blessing. I fought every devil in hell for this blessing. I plowed for it. I'm going to enjoy the harvest.
Oh, I got some of you looking at me now. I shout in a few minutes, and I come to myself, and I turn around, and you're shouting behind me, and you've been sitting here like a bump on a log. I'm going to come to you. You know, some of you mamas and daddies need to do to your children? You need to just look at them with all the love you got and say, stay out of my blessing. There came a time in my life when I got old enough, I said, Dad, I want a new pair of tennis shoes. Dad said, where you been all week, boy? Well, I've been working. Go buy you a pair then. There was a time in my life when I said, hey, Dad, can you slide me a couple bucks? I want to go out with the young people. Where you been all week, boy? I've been working. Go buy your own pizza. Oh, I'd never do my baby that way. That's why your baby don't know how to plow. That's why it's just like you said, they're a baby. We got some 16-year-olds and 18-year-olds running around here. Where? I need a blessing. Where? I need a touch. Where? Mama, dad, pastor, pizza. Where? Somebody change my diaper. Bless God. You need a clap. Ow! The devil ain't a liking it, but I don't care. You need to grow up, and you need to learn how to plow. I hope you swallow that pacifier.
Look at me like that, I'll do more than change your diaper, I'll bust your hide.
Some of you don't need blessed, you need blistered. Are you hearing me? I feel the Holy Ghost. And this is not in my notes. But some of you are spoiled Holy Ghost brats. They've given it to you for so long. You're so used to going to the bottle. You're so used to everybody else doing it for you. But now God's asking you, will you plow? Will you get a hold of God? Would you let God help you?
Well, you was on your feet helping me yesterday. I wish some of you put your rattler down long enough to raise your hand. We cater to you. We give you youth revivals. We give you youth camps. We give you vacation Bible schools. We give you kid churches. We give you hot dog sales. We give you car washes. We load you up in vehicles and take you all across the country. And all you want to do is sit. Wah, wah, wah. Bless God, it's about time. Some of you get bottle broken. It's about time. Feel the Holy Ghost. It's about time some of you young boys get potty trained and you start letting God help you. I'm tired of burping your sorry hide. Every youth camp, it's the same old thing. Some of you come up here with the same old problems, with the same old issues, with the same old baggage, with the same old desires, and you want us to beat it out of you. It ain't gonna leave
till you plow it out. Somebody said, I wish that you'd not get better. I wish you'd go ahead and climb up the ladder so I could preach something else.
Woo. Boy, you ain't going to get this everywhere you go. And this is just message number one. You got another one coming. Plow. Well, it's about time. Thank you, boys. I appreciate your courage. Thank you, boys. What about the rest of you? When I was talking about hallelujah, we was all on our feet. When I was talking about praise and worship, we was all on our feet. When the bass was a-thumping and the ivories was a-ringing, we was all on our feet. But now God's getting to the root of the problem. Hey, I'm glad you love me, but hey, won't you plow a while? Oh, Brother John, I'm about to pass it off to you. I'm sure you can read my notes. Amen. Oh, great God, I'm out here, boys. Sometimes, young people, in our lives, it's just time for us to plow. There's no way around it. There's no way around it. Everybody wants a blessing. And that's good. And I wasn't being a smart elk a while ago. I mean, great God. If me shouting causes somebody to get stirred, sure I want somebody to get help. But you know what I was saying. Brother Jason, I've shouted from a splash from somebody else. Oh yeah, I felt good. And man, I felt a little goosebump. And but there's been times when I plowed that shout out. There's been times when I went to my dad. He said, boy, I can't help you. There's times I went to my pastor and he just rubbed his head and said, I don't know what to tell you. So I go back to my knees, and while I'm on my knees, every time I open my eyes, there's just a plow in front of me. And there's a big long furrow ahead of me. I'm looking around. Daddy can't help me. Pastor can't help me. Wife can't help me. I can't call my brother Noah or any of my preaching buddies and say, hey, could you help me pray? Oh, I'm sure if I ask, they'll try. But there's just been times when I had to say, all right. Just me and God. Hold on, boys. Here we go. Huh? There ain't nothing like shouting when you earned it. Oh, great God in heaven. I said there ain't nothing like getting a blessing from God when you're wiping the sweat from the plow job off your head. Hey, it's like that cold drink of water after you played volleyball all day long. Let me get down to where you're at so you can understand what I'm saying. Come on here now. It's like that cold drink of water after you play hard all day. There ain't nothing like it. You drink that thing down and you don't stop. That's just what it's like when you plow your way to a blessing. When you plow your way to a deeper experience. Brother Justin, it'll be worth it when you plow your way to the Holy Ghost. It'll be joy unspeakable and full of glory. Have I got you convinced that we just need to plow? This is why we need to plow. Message number two. Galatians 6 and 9. Oh God. Galatians 6 and 9. Some of you preachers already know where I'm going. Help me. And let us not be weary in well doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Message number one was about plowing. I want to talk to you about message number two. I want to preach about reaping. I already made the statement. God waters and God sows the seed. It's our duty to plow. But God also gives us the pleasure of reaping what He has sown and what we have plowed. Why does the farmer plow? Because he knows in a few months he's going to reap. Oh God. There are some of you that have come to this meeting this week. Like I've already stated about plowing. And you're growing weary with that plowing. But you will never reap if you do not finish what you are plowing. I was praying this morning. Brother Minnow come to my heart. Where's he at? He's gone. A lot of you don't know that whole story there. He came here last Sunday to the homecoming. He's on dialysis. Kidneys aren't working. I felt God touch him Sunday morning, and so did some of you. Last night when he was at this altar praying, I felt the Lord touch him again. You want to know what's been happening this week? His kidneys have been functioning more than they have for years. I wish my brother was here this morning, but I feel like telling anyway. I believe God's with him right now where he's at. It'd be just like the stinking devil. I want to tell you something. If any human being wags their tongues and tries to discourage you from trusting God, he ain't got a brain in his head. I said he doesn't have a brain in his head. And you tell him I said it, amen. I said, I talked to that brother yesterday. I said, how you been doing, Brother Minna? He said, I've been doing good. You know, my kidneys are starting to function. I don't feel 100% yet, but I'm feeling better. I said, well, I heard you're going to have to go to the doctor while you're here. He said, I don't know. He said, I'm really trying to trust God. And I want to say this. I'm not putting him down because he's up there this morning. I feel like the devil's trying to wreck him. I feel like the devil's trying to discourage him. But I want to tell you something. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy, it comes in the morning. Are you hearing me? You shall reap in due season if you faint not. Are you hearing me? I said, go ahead and plow. I said, go ahead and plow, because you're going to reap the harvest after a while. Oh God. We testify about Elisha. How he had a double portion of what Elijah had. Oh, sweet Holy Ghost. We all like to lift him up because after Elijah was caught up in that chariot of fire, he ran back over there and picked that mantle up and went back to the Jordan. He smoked the rivers and God parted him for him. And the Bible tells us how he went and did all the miracles. And it seemed like at his death that double portion wasn't fulfilled. Oh, but God didn't forget about the promise. One day during the middle of a battle, a man got wounded and died. And they was running away from the enemy. They didn't have time to bury him. So they went by some old used sepulcher, just tossed their buddy in there and said, "Love you, pal. We'll tell your family about it. We'll come back and see you next summer." And they went on their way. Are you hearing me? And as those boys was running from the enemy, all of a sudden from behind them, they heard their old buddy say, "Wait for me. Don't leave me behind. Hey, he done woke up in Elisha's sepulcher." Oh, hallelujah. But you want to know where Elisha got called at? Elisha got called from God while he was plowing. Oh, I said Elisha got the call while he was plowing.
He's out there working old daddy's farm. A man of God walked by. Just dropped that mantle on him. Kept right on going. He said, "Oh, I gotta go tell my mom and dad." He said, "No, wait. I'm not even going to go back and tell them where I'm going at. They'll find out soon enough. They'll read about it." Oh, but that's not what else he did. Oh, I'm feeling something he felt. That's not what all he did. He just didn't go back to the barn and park the plow and lean it up against the shed and say, "I'm going to come back and get you later." No, 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 no. He said, "I'm done plowing." He broke up the plow into a million pieces, built him a fire, sacrificed the oxen, and said, "I'm selling out for God. I plowed and plowed and plowed, but now I'm going to reap. Oh, but now I'm going to reap." He never had to plow that field again. Oh, there was times when he had to plow other things in his life. But when God delivered him from that plow, he never plowed in that field again. You feel like, "I'm contained to this field right here. I'm in this valley right here, and I'm not going anywhere else. This feeling I have is where I'm going to have to be satisfied with, and I'm not going anywhere else. I'm never going to go no higher. I'm never going to go no farther." But I tell you what God's trying to do to some of you young people. He's coming by through the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, and He's laying His mantle on your shoulder. And I'm asking you, what are you going to do? Are you going to keep plowing till the blessing comes? If you'll keep on plowing, you're going to reap after a while. And you'll never, Sister Danielle, I believe it, just like the Holy Ghost said it, when He delivers you from that trial, you'll never have to face that valley again. When God heals you of cancer, you'll never have to worry about dying with cancer. When God delivers the plowman, God lets them reap the benefits of the blessing. Oh, it's fixing to get good around here. Oh, God. Whew. Y'all get back on your feet. Come on, help me out here. I want to do something a little different here. This is going to need your cooperation. You got to help me here. How many wants to see a move of God? How many would like to lay that plow down today? and reap what you've been waiting for. Don't be afraid. Raise your hand. How many like to lay that plow down? Okay. How many of you are going to be willing to say, all right, I accept my responsibility. Today, I'm going to pick up my plow. We're dealing with a mixed multitude in here today. There's some of you that's been plowing and you're ready to harvest. But there's some of you that need to start plowing so you can get your harvest. Can you that are ready to reap today rejoice and encourage that one that's got some plowing ahead of them to do? Can you do that? You that need to start plowing, can you have a good spirit and outlook about yourself and look over that brother that's reaping and say, shout on, my brother. Because when I'm done plowing here in just a few days, I'm going to be shouting too.
Feel the Lord.
Amen.
I got a little verse for every one of us right here. I got a little verse for every one of us. John 4. That might be the Holy Ghost coming in. John 4 and 36. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal. Well, thank God. That both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. You might be reaping today, Brother Kendall. And I might be plowing and fixing to sow. But guess what? We're going to rejoice together today. You're going to rejoice because you're going to look at me and say, I was where you're at. And now God's blessed me. And I'm going to rejoice because I'm going to look at you and say, I'm trying to get to where you're at. And I'm rejoicing. Sister Minnow's back there. Come here, Sister Minnow. I don't want to embarrass you. Come here, sis. I'm not going to make you cartwheel or nothing like that. I just want you to stand right here on this front row in your husband's stead. When he comes back, I want you to tell him about this, okay? Huh? Tell him that verse in Galatians. Be not weary. I don't care if an angel, the boss is an angel, or if anyone come out of heaven preaching any other doctrine is accursed. Anybody tries to discourage you off from obeying the Holy Ghost and trusting God, you need to turn them off. You need to turn them off because they're ignorant. They don't know what they're doing. I said, I believe with all my heart that the Holy Ghost sent you all here this week. Because you've been plowing for a long, long time. And I feel like God's saying this week it's time to reap. I believe before this meeting's over, you're going to go home and plow that field no more. Who can help her rejoice? Who can help her? Let's rejoice together. Hallelujah. Oh, this is going to be a little different here. But I tell you what we need to do. Some of you need to raise your plows up. And you need to rejoice. Because I'm going to reap a harvest after a while. But some of you need to lay the plow down. And say, I'm going to reap. I'm going to reap what I've been plowing. I said, let's rejoice together. I said, God helps us when we're plowing. And God blesses us when we're reaping. Let's rejoice together. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place.
You need to obey God. I don't know which one of these messages hit you this morning, but wherever you're at, whether you're plowing or whether you're reaping, you need to rejoice. You need to get a hold of God. You need to thank Him. You need to push. You need to shout. You need to pull. We need to do it all. We need to break through and allow God to help us.
My prayer is that while Brother Minnow's up there at the hospital, I pray that the Holy Ghost enters that room. Brother Benny, when he prayed for the sick that wasn't in church, Brother Lloyd, he always used to say, there is no distance in prayer. I'd like to see the Holy Ghost touch him and Brother Carl right there in the hospital. Are you hearing me? I said, God's trying to help you. God's trying to move for you. But you must allow God to work.
You need a plow. You need a plow. Plow, sis. Plow. Plow.
Don't get upset if your neighbor next to you is reaping. You keep on plowing. Because in due season, if you think not, you're going to reap. Brother Brent, you're reaping this morning. You was wrecked with a kidney stone last night. But your testimony this morning was, I feel better. I feel like God's touching me. He's a reaping. Oh, let's rejoice with Him. I said some of us is plowing and some of us is reaping. But let's worship and give praise to God.
I want everybody in this building that feels like you're plowing to come up here and line across the front of this altar. Come on, right now, quickly. Come on here now. You be obedient to God right here. If you feel like you are plowing, nobody knows better than you. If you feel like you're plowing, I want you to right here, line up in front of this altar. While they're coming, I want everybody in this building who feels like you're reaping today. You just feel like today's your day and God's going to do it. I want you to gather directly behind these that are plowing. Come on. Spread all the way across the front of this building. Come on. Gather on in here, y'all. Come on. Come on. Make your way up here. It's okay if you get a little mixed up in what category you're in, because we're all going to be rejoicing together here in a minute. Some's plowing and some's reaping. But we're all children of God. And we're all in the house of God. And we all got God knowing exactly where we're at. And the same God that's helping them reap is the same God that wants to help you plow. And the same God that helped you plow is the same God that's going to allow you to reap this morning. I feel the Holy Ghost. I know this is a little different, but that's all right. Sometimes I tip on the side of different. That's okay. But I tell you what we need to do this morning. We need to bust through this thing. Every night in this meeting, God's been using Brother Noah. God's been moving in the day services. He's trying to, there's a yoke upon this youth camp this year. Some of you are in bondage. Some of you need something different than what you've been getting every year. You ain't getting a job done. You're not letting the God bring you out of it. Some of you need to plow like you've never plowed before. And some of you need to lay the plow down and accept the harvest that you've been waiting for. I want us right now together to raise our hands, whether we're plowing or whether we're reaping, and let's cry out to God, and let's ask God to break this mean. Let's ask God to let the Holy Ghost come by and send deliverance. Ah!
plow. If you're plowing, I say plow on. If you're reaping, I say reap on.
I'm not being mean here. I'm not being mean here. But if you got a plow this morning, if you've got a plow this morning, I don't want you to wait for, oh, if Brother Jerry will lay his hand on me, if Brother Noah will whisper a word in my ear, if Brother Bailey will pray for me, if this sister will lay their hand on me. No, no, no. If you feel like you got a plow this morning, I want you to stand shoulder square, look the devil in the eye and say, devil, I'm gonna plow. I'm gonna fight for what God has for me. I'm not gonna give in. I'm not gonna quit. I'm gonna plow, 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 plow. There's some of you right here on this side. You've been plowing and plowing and plowing, and it feels like you can't plow no more. But on the authority of God's word, He's going to let you lay that plow down this morning. He's going to let you reap the harvest you've been planting. Why don't you rejoice? Why don't you thank Him? Why don't you praise Him? Why don't you honor Him? Allow God to bless you. Come on, young people, plow. 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 It's going to be worth it after a while. Don't be weary in well doing. You're going to reap if you don't faint. Plow. 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 I said plow. Plow. Come on, reapers. Come on, reapers. Let's rejoice. 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 Come on. Let's rejoice. I want some of you preachers, some of you preachers, come up here on the pulpit. Brother John, come here, Brother John. Come here, Jason. Come here, brother. I want you preachers, come up here and help me. Come on. Brother John, I want you to go over here and encourage the plowers. All I want you to do is just keep cheering them on. Come on, plow. Plow, come on. Brother Jason, come here, buddy. You know what it's like to plow. I want you to come over here and encourage some of these young people to plow. Tell them it's going to be worth it. Come on. Come on, brothers, help me. Brother Lloyd Bailey, you're a sweet pastor. You know what it's like to plow in a reap. Come on. Come on, Brother Kendall. Let's help these people rejoice and lay that plow down. Come on. Come on, Brother Wendell. Let's help them. Come on, you need to receive. You need to receive. Come on. Some of us is plowing, and some of us is reaping, but we're going to rejoice together. Ow! I feel the wind of the Holy Ghost. Come on, plowers. If you plow a little bit deeper, God's going to deliver you. Hey, boys, wouldn't it be something, Brother Jason, if some of these young people and older folks that's plowing just started moving over to the reaping side? Oh, wouldn't it be something, Brother Kendall, if some of these soldiers that's plowing would move over to the reaping side? Ah! Yeah!
It's all about come on, Plowers. Let's move to the reaping side. Come on, Plowers. Let's move to the reaping side.
Some of you are standing here with your plow in your hand and you're just looking at it. Some of you are standing over here with your plow in your hand and you're just looking at it. You'll never get out of where you're at until you plow your way out. You'll never get to the next level with God until you plow your way out. You're never going to see the light of another blessing until you finally decide that I'm going to stand here and I'm going to plow and I'm going to fight. I'm going to plow and I'm going to fight. I'm going to plow and I'm going to fight.
Some of you young girls back here in the back row, you need to quit spectating and you need to get your hands up and you need to say, God, help me take hold of the plow. Your mama's not going to pull you out. Your daddy's not going to pull you out. Your pastor's not going to pray you out. Your grandmother's not going to shout you out. You're going to have to plow.
If you ever want to make it to the reaping side, you're going to have to plow. And when you plow, God will plant the seed. God will give the water. And God will give the increase. But you must first be willing to plow. Come on, plow it out. Come on, plow it out. Sister Shirley. Sister Shirley, you need to raise your hands up. And you need to plow it out. I feel the Holy Ghost. You need to tell God whether my husband serves God or not. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to yield. I've got to make it to heaven. Plow it out, Sister Shirley. Plow it out.
Promise last night. You need to start plowing right now. Don't wait. Don't try to figure it out. Plow right now. I feel like if you'll plow now, God's going to let you reap. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Where's Sister Danielle at? Where's she at? Come on, sis. Come on, God promised you last night. You was just about at the end of the row. Your plowing days are just about over. Wouldn't it be nice if you could go over to the reaping side this morning? Come on, sis, let's plow. Come on, let's plow.
I want everybody in the plowing section to turn to your neighbor and place your hand upon their shoulder. And let's just begin to tell each other, let's plow. Let's plow.
Come on, let's plow. It's worth it. Let's plow. The Spirit of God's here. The presence of the Holy Ghost is here. And where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. I said, let's plow. Let's push. Let's fight it out.
Come on. Come on. Let's plow. Come on, let's plow. I know it looks like there ain't no hope. Let's plow. We're all saints of God. We're all children of God. I know we're all from different churches, but it ain't like we don't know each other. Come on, let's encourage one another. Come on. Come on. What's that old song they used to sing? If you'll move over just a little bit, I'll help you carry your load. Let's help each other plow. Come on. Let's bind together like a bunch of believers should. Let's plow this thing out. Let's let God move on this service today. Let's let there be a change in the atmosphere of this building. Where there once was discouragement and doubt, let there be faith and victory. Come on. Let's plow it out.
Boys, I know you're trying your best, but you're supposed to be the reaping section. And there's a whole lot more praising going on in the plowing section. You guys have already been plowing. You've already felt the sun up on your back. You've already had the sweat beads on your forehead. It's time to rejoice. It's time to worship. It's time to cry Hosanna. Hallelujah. Praise your wonderful name. Come on, boys. I wonder what it was like on the day of Pentecost. I wonder what it was like on the day of Pentecost. I wonder how loud they were shouting. I wonder how loud they was crying. I wonder how hard they was praising God. Come on, boys. Let's reap the benefits of God.
Come on, boys, let's reap. Let's reap. The Bible says we're going to sow in tears, but we're going to reap in joy. Come on. We've sowed in tears. We've plowed in tears. We've plowed in sweat. Now let's reap with joy. My trial's over. The mountain has climbed. The valley has passed. The moon's gone down. The sun's come up. I'm a worshiping God. It's a new day. It's a new rejoicing. It's a brand new joy. Let's rejoice and be glad for the reaping power of God.
Oh God. Oh God. Come on, Rachel.